Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, February the 7th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at what's on the menu for today. Well, I start out by talking about protecting the deep state, how they look after each other. The deep state is, by the way, very real, and its goal is to control the people and politics in America. And it is, frankly, the biggest ruse of the 20th century. Then I'm going to talk about an American, the true story of an American stranded in Wuhan in China, and how the US Embassy basically abandoned him and what he did as a result. Then comes our bad news Boeing segment, which is fleetingly short. And then we're going to talk about some horrible corporate news, give you a few details here. Retail sales, core capex shipments and industrial production contracted in tandem in the fourth quarter. And when this happens, we are more than 10 times more likely to be in recession than in expansion. So just so you know. Then we're going to talk about what life was like when we had a period without deficits, not a single deficit, lasting 81 years. What caused it and why that changed? I think you'll find that very interesting. Then we will talk about what a bargain a vacation in China is today. Restaurants are desperate for customers. The malls are quiet. Hotels are emptying out. All kinds of things which make it interesting to go to China on holiday. And then comes the title piece for today, The Breakdown of American Justice, the story of Stephen Dontziger. And it's really quite harrowing and quite unbelievable. Strongly, strongly recommended for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Then an old fable which reflects how the tax system works in the United States. And finally, a derivatives update. The size of the derivatives market is now said to be larger than $1.2 quadrillion. So one is left asking, Is the coronavirus or are the derivatives potentially more dangerous? You decide. All right, well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you, individually and upon demand, 3 free shows. I'll give you the links, and you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email, and in the subject line put something like sample shows, and I'll know what to do. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, as I said, please feel free to select from my Podbean archives any 3 shows. And if you don't have a preference, I strongly recommend those that are the latest shows in the listings, because I do talk a lot about current affairs, and the current affairs in question will be uppermost in your mind, so it'll give you a better chance to see how I work. So with that, I will finish by giving you my contact information, starting with the email address, which you will need for your free shows, ladies and gentlemen. It's on the top of my Podbean page, but you might want to write it down anyway. It's rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page. Some of you will know my Facebook contains material which is a little bit too short for the show, but I nevertheless believe that you should be aware of the contents. So my Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all one word, all lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces, okay? Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address contains the one-liners, which are sometimes humorous and sometimes not, but they last a few words long and therefore belong in a Twitter context. And the address there would be www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. RM, my initials, Wake Up Call. All one word, again, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so with that, I wish you a wonderful weekend. I will be back on Monday. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call saying, see you then. Bye-bye for now.